Well, hello guys, it's been some new developments in Kevin Costner's divorce battle. I mean, there's been enough of these around for you men out there to see. Why do you still get married? Because at the end of the day, for the femon, it's all about money. Now, originally, his wife was asking for $161,000, that's per month, by the way. The judge finally settled at $129,000 a month. Now, bearing in mind his estranged wife has already got another man, and probably may have been in the picture way before the divorce. But Femon's greed knows no bounds. But there's been a victory, a small one, for Kevin Costner, as the judge has now settled on $63,000 a month, which is half of what she really wanted. She must be really pissed off. I mean, she may have to tighten her sort of money strings up a bit. She might have to sort of shop at Lidl or maybe even Asda. And there must be an Aldi around her area, surely. Bet she hasn't gone to a supermarket for a very long time. And you know, in these sort of cases, I've never actually seen a femon lose. It's always the man who pays, generally speaking. You guys just remember this when you're thinking of getting married. Okay, the money won't be as much, but that's always what they want. And apparently she's already been paid a prenup agreement of $1.5 million. But femons can make money disappear real fast. But I know it's difficult nowadays. I mean, $63,000 a month. I mean, that's only $12,600 a week and $1,800 a day. But all through this, Kevin Costner has been very polite about his ex-wife. I'm not sure I could have been that way. She's not really a great sort of advertisement for loving, caring, feeling wives, is she? She wants her cake and eat it too. And you'll notice these femons have no embarrassment about doing what they do. And generally other femons aren't embarrassed about what she's doing either. They just all wish they were her. The femon nature on show for everybody to see. Remember it, guys. Take it easy.